morning. Is there anybody on the call this morning? This is your host this morning, Monty Dietz.
Yes, Suzanne Perry from Ruston, Louisiana.
And that was who again?
Suzanne Perry.
Suzanne.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Good. I'm great also. It's nice to be here.
Yes.
It's nice to hear you again.
Well, Nancy, don't run away.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Everything like you expected?
So-so.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to talk to you, but...
Probably can. Okay.
You're not home, right?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Nope. How's everybody else out there this morning? Is there anybody else joined us this morning? Suzanne, are you fairly new to the call?
I come on the call on and off.
Oh, good.
So I know how to do the lifestyle. I did the original one.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. I lost 30 pounds and then I gained it back.
Oh, no.
So,
Ouch.
Yeah. And I thought that was it, that I'd keep it off forever. But I had a lot of things happen that year, which is no excuse, but my mother died, my stepmother died, my husband got prostate cancer, and then my dad died unexpectedly on Christmas.
Oh.
And then that's when I kind of went into a little bit of a depression and just started sabotaging, like eating tapioca pudding every day.
Well, those kind of things will do that.
Yes.
You know, I pretty much understand it. I think that's one of the things that does happen.
Right.
As life goes on, life kind of gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
With no matter what our plans are, and sometimes it isn't necessarily always positive. But the nice thing of it,
to have something to come back to.
That's right.
Right, and I'm highly motivated now. I've already lost 10 pounds, I've been since January.
Super.
And I'm doing it to teach it, so I'm excited about that.
Have you ever gone back to another program all the years?
Pardon me?
Have you ever gone back to another, quote, diet that worked and you went back to and it worked again?
No. I'm always doing the zone.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I do. I mean, I may go off, but I'm always still eating in balance.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, doing a shake. So even when I'm off, I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Because I never change, because I know that I need to eat in balance. That's the only way.
Sorry for all your losses.
Oh, yeah. That was in 2004. I'm fine.
Okay.
This last Christmas was a good Christmas. The other Christmases were still a little hazy, but this last one was clear, and, it's all good.
Great.
Well, Suzanne, how because you had been on the lifestyle program before,
mm-hmm.
and then coming back on it again, did you find that fairly easy to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm always pretty much on it. I'm always reading labels.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing, sometimes I do frozen dinners, and I'm always making sure that they're zone balanced. And if they aren't, I tweak them so that they are healthy. Healthy, like organic, my dinners. I don't always cook, and so I tend to get healthy things like South Beach or, well, I feel they're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
South Beach or Tashi has some wonderful dinners with couscous and protein and, anyway, they're very, very balanced, but then I always add something. But even though I've been off, my only vice is really sugar,
mm-hmm.
Or popcorn. Those are my two vices. all of us, and I'm also a bit of a night owl, and so that's a detriment because that midnight snack.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, like popcorn, or I'm in love with ginger cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything I eat is healthy, just too much.
Well, at least you're on the right track now. All right, did you come back utilizing the body balance program or strictly straight into lifestyle again?
No, I'm using the body balance program because I want to model. I want to teach what I'm modeling. So, yes, I'm using the body balance.
Well, it's good because particular as consultants, you know, which the most of us are that are on this call, that's pretty important to understand the system that we are merchandising. And, of course, when we utilize that and or whether we're doing the lifestyle, it's just always nice to be able to – it's always easier to talk to people from your heart than from a brochure or a magazine or whatever. And the thing I liked about the Body Balance program was it was so easy to incorporate it pretty much into the lifestyle, into it, and that's kind of nice because when you put people on the Body Balance, if they go strictly on the Body Balance, it's very easy to as they progress or they run into little situations or whatever of saying things like, well, they still feel hungry or they're, you know, they don't know about this or that, it's easy then to fill in with the lifestyle side of it. So then that way you as an advisor to that individual in regards to whether they're on the program for weight loss, maintaining it, or gaining weight, and that is that, you know, you can really it's nice to be able to bring in those lifestyle snacks. It's nice to be able to balance up those protein shakes the way that we like to have them and everything else. So it's really...
I always do the balance snacks. I always do fruit with tea.
Yeah. And the other thing about the Body Balance is that, you know, you have the other items in that program that we don't have, you know, in the lifestyle side of it, with whether it be the burn or the cleanse, and then of course we have the rev up. But I really believe that the cleanse is something that we need to, everybody pretty much needs to be on, no matter whether you're doing the Body Balance or just the lifestyle. But the cleanse to me is a product that's very, very important, strictly, basically just for good health. I'm glad they brought it out the way that they did. Let's find out who else is with us here this morning, Suzanne and Nancy, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
And like I said, this is Mondi, and I'm out at home now in Washington. I'm in Arizona, and it's a cool 45 degrees. It's going to be getting up to around 63 today or 65. Weather's going to be good. The sun's shining, and I'm here. Who else is joining us, and where are you from across the good old United States of America? So if you tell me your first name or whatever and where you're from, we really appreciate it. Go.
Mary Lou from Very Cold Snow, call me.
Good morning, Mary Lou. Nice to hear your voice, dear. Next.
Linda Brown from Vancouver, Washington.
Linda from Washington, Vancouver. Glad to have you. Who's next?
Eunice from Pennsylvania.
Eunice. There we got. We're on the East Coast right now, aren't we? This program touches a lot of states. Who's next? Speak up, please.
Mary Lou from Texas.
Good morning, Mary Lou from Texas. How are you this morning?
Doing great. We've got snow.
Great. That's exciting.
This is Jean from Texas. We don't have snow in Austin.
And who is this from Texas?
This is Jean. I'm in Austin, Texas, and we do not have snow here.
Jean in Austin, Texas. Well, we got the West Coast. We got the Gulf Coast now. We got the West Coast. Who else has joined us?
This is Anita in Kansas.
Oh, Anita. I knew you'd speak up and get that good old Midwest covered for us. That's for sure. Anybody else would like to tell us who you are and where you're from?
Margaret from Tennessee.
Good. Margaret from Tennessee. Good
and
morning,
I'm,
Margaret.
And I'm snowed in, too.
Great. Anybody else? It hasn't come on yet. Well, first of all, we'd like to welcome you to the call. This call is our lifestyle call. This is done Monday to Friday. We're here for the purpose of answering any questions that you might have, whether you're on the Body Balance or the Lifestyle Program, if you're here just to maintain your health and keep it the way it is, or whether you want to gain some weight, or just here to want to get some more information. We really appreciate that. There's some good information available for you if you're here on the first call for the first time. Very important website to go to is YB Hurton. That's Ruth Williams' website, one of the individuals who started this program, and some great information there. And if you want, that's at ybhurtn.biz. And I'll repeat that again. That's ybhurtn.biz. And up in the right-hand corner, there's some great information in regards to the lifestyle program. You can go there and pull off any information that you want. And the purpose of that, their information there is information to get you started right away in regards to the proper way of looking at the lifestyle program and the Body Balance. Plus, if you'd like, then there's a packet that we all get and we already totally believe in. We feel it's a very good investment for those of us that are headed in the loss factor or whether it's health whatsoever, and then you can get purchased that particular packet, which comes with a little book in it. If you want the book, if you already have the book, which is called A Week in the Zone, done by Dr. Barry Sears, you can order those particular the lifestyle packets from Blue Ribbon Video, and that number is 1-800-533-2885. For those of you further down in the Gulf Coast or Midwest or whatever, there's Focus on Growth. That's 1-800-496-8508. If anybody needs those numbers repeated, I'd be glad to do that, but you can just give them a call or get on the Internet into their web pages and order up the lifestyle packet with or without the book. And it has some wonderful information in there. And one of the greatest things in there, as far as I am concerned, that really helped me get started with this particular program, and that's a chart that Shar Rogers and Ruth developed, and it's there to help us to determine how we balance our meals or our snacks, and some great information in there also. So is there anybody new on the program this morning that possibly has any questions, or anybody that has a question that you'd like to get answered in regards to the lifestyle or body balance program?
I don't have a question.
Go, Nancy.
On something I had on TV this morning, it was a segment on, you ready for this one?
Go.
Diet pills for dogs.
Isn't that exciting?
Wonderful. And
well,
one woman who was obese said she wouldn't mind spending the extra money to get them.
Well, there's an old saying, you know, that sometimes pets become family members.
Oh, they are.
And that sometimes people take better care of their pet, their family member pet, than they do themselves or their family.
I've seen that happen.
And I really hate to say that, but it seems to occur, but a lot of people feed their dogs from their ware, from their table, from the snacks that they get left over and do whatever in a lot of cases. And if the human body is absorbing those particular trans fats and everything else that it shouldn't be absorbing and not balanced properly, then guess what happens to the human body? The same thing will happen to the...
Well, they said at the end of it, you know, for those who are against this, there is another way, just by feeding your dog healthy.
Isn't that amazing? You know, we do things that are healthy for our body, and we all know pretty well which they are, and I'll go through a few of those, if you don't mind. And for those of you on the new on the program, we have a point system that we try to adhere by as much as possible for the purpose of just being credible to ourselves, and that's what it's all about if you're here for a particular thing, and that's our 10 points. And our 10 points pretty much consist of drinking good water from our Neekin Pymag and Optimize system, drinking either 8 to 10 good 8-ounce glass of water, or half of your weight in ounces. And, of course, we know that sleep is very, very important, and if we get the proper amount and we're laying on that good old magnetic mattress pad that's very important that a lot of us have been on for years, that's very important. We also know that if we exercise our bodies, and I know for a fact that most of Americans do not get the proper exercise. I had a nurse one day tell me, I said, I bet you get lots of exercise. And she says, you know, it's amazing. She says, I do from here to there, but she says it's very short distances. And we're on our feet all the time, but a lot of times we stand around beds or we stand around the nursing station or do whatever. And our exercise is only from here to room 332 or from 332 to room 336. And that's why exercise, and she made the point, was that good quality 20 to 30 minutes worth of walking, constant walking, brisk walking, is very, very healthy for us. And that's a lot better exercise than you just get by doing your normal movement on a daily basis. But we slap those dear old cardio strides on, and we get a 20% better workout. And the purpose of the cardio strides is what, ladies?
Boost your metabolism.
That's exactly right. And when we boost the metabolism, of course, we burn more calories. If we're on the burn, then that'll help also. That's the purpose of the burn and the body balance side of it, and that's to increase our metabolism. We also take proper nutrition. That's another point. And the reason we take the proper nutrition is because we understand that their value in food nowadays isn't what it really should be and what it was way in our great-grandparents' days and whatever. So we have our proper nutrition. And then one of the other things that we do that we think is very important, and that is to journal. And journaling is very, very important because the purpose of journaling is pretty much just to keep, it's like when you set goals, one of the first things they tell you to do, the 30-some percent of the people that are really successful in life, they do write down their goals, and they write and they look at them on a daily basis, and that's the purpose of journaling, to understand that this is what we had to eat, or sometimes, like I did, I used journaling as my next day's worth of meals that I was going to have so that I knew I could stick by it, and that's what allowed me to stick on the program to be able to really eat and do the things I needed to do by journaling. And, of course, our food and our meals, we even get, imagine that, getting points for eating. We get 3 for our main meals and 2 for our snacks. So that's our 10 points. So why don't we do this real quick? If anybody would like to this morning to be accountable to themselves or to the team, why don't you go ahead and give me your points? I'll start off with mine, and I hit a 9.
I have a 10. It's Mary Lou.
Mary Lou from Washington, a 10. Thank you, Mary Lou. Congratulations. Next.
Sherry from Yakima, a 9.
Sherry, good morning from Yakima. There's another Washingtonian. Go ahead. Thank you. Very good. 9. Next.
Suzanne from Ruston, I had a 9.
Jan?
No, Suzanne.
Oh, Suzanne.
From Louisiana.
Got it. 9.
9.
Right?
Yes.
Good. Anybody else?
This is Linda Brown from Vancouver, Washington, and I have an 8.
Great, Linda. Next. Well, I'd like to thank for those of you that spoke up, being accountable to yourself. And I know by being accountable to yourself, you felt good about yourself because of your particular points. And Mary Lou, you had the 10. How'd you feel, dear?
I feel awesome.
Okay.
I feel great. And it was very difficult to get in my walk. So I did 30 minutes of aerobics with cardio strides. Today I walk.
I'll never forget the first time we got that video came from, I can't even think of his name, the guy. I did that. I tried that the first time I caught you strike. I did tell you. I thought to myself, uh-oh. That next day I said, I think I, well, whatever. We'll get off that.
I'm so sorry. We will definitely walk tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you, it was an experience for me. That's one of the things I like about this program. You know, we can have so much fun with this program. It can be fun doing the things. It can sometimes be the point that we go, oh, what did I do that for? But I'll tell you, it's real rewarding. And you've been rewarded, haven't you, Mary Lou?
Yes, I have.
That's very, very exciting. Linda from Vancouver, how are you doing? How'd you do with your 8? How'd you feel?
I wanted to have a 9, except I felt I screwed it up because I went to Bunko and I kind of lost control there.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to learn how to avoid all that extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything we can do to, do you have any questions or anything?
What kind of, I mean, I don't know how, it's pretty much, I think, just a mindset. You know, I have to change the way I think. I've always thought about Bunko that, oh, well, that's my night to really just, you know how Bunko people eat.
Yeah.
And I got to stop that. I got to quit Bunko. I don't know.
Well, let me, you know, here's just a suggestion. Does anybody have a suggestion for Linda? How she can, maybe when she goes to Bunko.
What's Bunko?
Bunko is a dice game. It's kind of a brainless dice game where 12 women together and... You do, you know, you don't have to think, just play, and, you know, and it's just a fun thing.
So they have food there?
Yes.
There's a ton of food there. They have food at every table, they have a buffet thing, and it's like, they used to serve dessert at the very last of the night, they'd serve dessert. We stopped that last night, so they didn't have dessert. So I thought, cool. So that helped.
Well, you know, one of the things you could do, and this is just, an example, you know, if you'd like to, that's of course up to you. But that is, you know, don't be afraid to bring up articles or things that you've heard about that day in the newspaper, or just talk about health. And you know, if everybody likes dessert, you know that has some sort of dessert. And I know there's desserts that have been made by ladies on this particular program that you know, can be balanced as much as possible. Good things like that, and it's just always remember whether you're at home or whether you're at Bunko, and my aunt plays Bunko in Packwood, Washington every day. I mean, I'll swear it's...
Every day?
Almost every day. My uncle, he kind of, every time he comes still know what I need to do. I still right. know the proper foods I should be eating. I still know the proper portions I should be taking. So just do the best you can, and you know, that one particular night, and just make it a challenge to yourself next week when you go to play Bunko, that doggone it, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to have a good snack or a good balanced meal prior to going to Bunko, so then that way you might not eat as much.
Right.
And then when you do, then maybe have a meal and then think of your Bunko as a snack, or have a snack before you go. And then 3 or 4 hours later, then look at your Bunko meals or that's there and just say, okay, today I'm going to be in control. I'm going to be accountable to me. I know I can only, I shouldn't have this, 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 and this, but I can't have this, this, and this, and you know exactly what you need to do.
That's
okay?
Right. It's,
And I'll bet you next week when you get on the program, you could even come back and say, doggone it, I did better than I did at my last Bunko.
That's right. Well, the good thing is I only play Bunko once a month. So.
Well, good. Well, we know you can do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate
chewing
that.
Chewing gum.
Anything.
Say what?
Chewing gum during the evening or day, whenever you're doing it. Because you can't put food in your mouth when you have gum in your mouth.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or chew
all
a,
right,
chew a pencil.
Yeah.
Tobacco.
Yeah, great, Linda. Thank you for speaking up. Suzanne in Louisiana, I believe, you had a 9. How did that make you feel?
Oh, that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Very
and did,
good, because I'm recommitted this month. I did good last month, but I want to make sure that I maintain that.
Mm-hmm. What was the one thing you were having some situations with in the past that was able to allow you to get your 9 that you got control over?
It was commitment.
Okay.
I just went to Humans Being More training in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about commitment and method and what percentage you need of either in order to accomplish what you need to accomplish, and it's 100% commitment, and then the rest will follow.
Good. How do you feel about these calls in the morning, the ones that you can get on?
Very good. That's why normally I hadn't committed to be on that much. You know, I may think of it one morning or I may not get on the next. In February, I've committed to be on every day.
Good.
So that's one of my new commitments. I have a question.
You go. I bet you we got an answer here for you.
I'm traveling to the Chicagoland area. We're going to be driving.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you travel to stay on the program?
What do I do?
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much go, if I'm traveling on the road, I go with a one-third looking at my plate, divided into thirds. I know that the proper protein that I have, if I go into a restaurant as an example, I know about the size of the protein, the piece of meat that I can have. And I also realize that if I'm going to sit down and order that meal, that I have my proteins. I get that right. Okay? Size-wise, thinking in my mind. Then I just load up the rest of the plate with carbohydrates, good carbohydrates, carbohydrates that are low in glycemic value to keep the balance there. And, you know, if the potatoes come with it or whatever, I just ask them to put the normal vegetable that comes on it. And sometimes, of course, that happens to be like a carrot, in particular for me as a diabetic, that it was difficult. And not difficult, but I had to learn that those were one of the foods that I couldn't really ingest because it really blew my blood sugars up pretty fast. But anything else, and the corn's another one that blows me up real fast. But broccoli and cauliflower, and you know, they have those kind of things. And then there's always you know, some kind of a fruit bowl you can get if you wanted to that way. And then if I'm traveling and if I need a snack or whatever, I know that how important the snack is. I'll just buy some cheese sticks and carry some apples or oranges in the car along with some almonds, and there's my snack. You know, and if I take, like I can have a half an apple for my carbohydrates for my snack, so I'll just cut a half an apple and eat half the apple, or take an orange and then wrap the other half up for my next snack. And then that way I've got my snacks and my cheese sticks there. And yes, it's repetitious, but I also know that if I continue to do the snack program right, that I'm balanced throughout the day in my blood sugars. And if you're even not a diabetic, insulin is very, very one of the most important hormones in our body in regards to weight gain. So if we can keep that under control, and that's basically the way this program has been designed,
okay,
in the proper balance. Anybody else have any suggestions for her?
I just want to add that the protein that you're going to have for your three meals is approximately the size of the palm of your hand.
Okay.
So that's a good way to judge when you're out eating.
Okay.
And I go to the organic section and buy the food bars, and I watch, I read the labels and make sure there's no corn syrups in them.
Mm-hmm. And who is this?
Eunice from Pennsylvania.
Eunice, thank you.
Yes.
Great idea.
Day, last week I was in the car with three other ladies, and they all decided it was time to stop for a snack of
mm-hmm.
drive through and get ice cream, and they said, do you want one? And I said, no.
And you reached in and got what?
No, I didn't. No, I just didn't.
Oh.
And when they, a lot of times when there's stuff around that isn't food, it's just junk, I look at it and I think that's poison.
Well,
I just tell myself it's poison and I walk away from it.
Well, that's a very good thought process to have. Now, let me ask you this. Before this program and understanding this program, did you feel that same way?
Oh, yes. I've been doing this for probably 20 years.
That's good.
I had a severe food allergy, and there was so many foods that it was a life-threatening allergy reaction, and because of Nikan and the nutritionals and the whole wellness home, I've overcome it. And now I can eat like a normal person, except when I found that out, I started eating everything because for over 20 years, I mean, I couldn't even lick an envelope. I still do not lick envelopes. I'll lick my thumb and wipe it.
And Eunice, do you feel that the wellness home or because I so believe in this program, because, you know, our points are developed pretty much around a wellness home, but do you really feel that was one of your turning points in regards to your situation?
The wellness home, definitely.
Okay. And that's why I think the points are so important. You know, we kind of look at it as a point system or whatever, but if we would just adopt that, those ways of living, and try to help other people and teach them, you know, it's just like I was happening to read in the paper down here last night, and I found out, you know, right now there's a big deal on about how air is so important for ladies, and particularly older ladies, in regards to cardiac arrest and doing weather, how they're finding how the small, the particles that are now getting into people's lungs are, particularly for women at older ages, are very, very so important. And I sit there and I thought about that, you know, in that wellness home and that Air Power 5, you know, how important that is, that most people just kind of look at it and think, well, that's just nothing more than an air filter. That isn't an air filter. Well, it is an air filter. It's an air system which does all kinds of things, but not only does it take things out of the air, but it puts those negative ions in the air that absolutely, because of my little bit of research that I've done on negative ions, is so important to our body and everything else. And those particles that get into them lungs, and I'm reading in Dr. Oz's book in regards to the lungs, that once something comes into a lung, it don't come back out. You know, so we got to make sure that we put that good air into our body. And when we do that, we're talking about health, ladies. We're talking about better health. We're talking about ourselves being better. We're talking about anybody that walks in our home getting that air. We're talking about our children that are around us, or grandchildren or whatever. And that's why this program to me is so important, that it teaches us how to mentally think about good health. Okay? Anybody else have? Thank you for those comments. I really appreciate that. Anybody else have any comments or questions this morning?
I need to add just one tiny little thing. This is Suzanne again.
Googie, go, Suzanne.
We just had our air conditioning and heating man here to clean the filters.
Mm-hmm.
We have filters that have to be cleaned manually. We have two furnaces. And he asked my husband why the filter was so clean. He couldn't believe how both filters were so clean. And my husband just talked to him about the business, and he's all excited. And he wants to know more. But anyway, I thought that I never even thought that would affect our regular filters, because my Air Power 5s are taking all this stuff out.
Well, and that's in the biggest filter that you've got is what?
Your lungs.
That's exactly right. So, see, that again proves that the decision you have made about having good health through proper ways of eating, through proper ways of sleeping, through proper ways of drinking water and all that kind of stuff, that again just proved to you, and I had the same effect too. not long after I got my Air Power 5, I noticed that I usually change my filters in the furnace every 3 months. And I noticed that all of a sudden they weren't as dark. I changed one here, matter of fact, just before we leave to go on this trip that we're on, and I could not believe it was almost like why did I change it?
Right.
And when you realize that, and you realize that that is in our, that that means then what's going into our lungs is definitely better air for us.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
And any time we have good health, particularly on this lifestyle program and the way that we eat and do whatever, we're just becoming so much more healthier, and we're gaining those years of life back, and we're gaining those good years of life back through the proper way that we eat and the proper way we exercise and we drink the water and we take the nutrition. You know, this program is just totally, when Ruth and Char developed this program, I never asked Ruth this or Char this, but I just wonder if they really knew. Well, I know they knew, but if they really knew the way this program was going to affect people and the way that it has. Okay? And also, does anybody else have a question at this time? I know we're getting late here into the half hour. We're over already. Does anybody else have any questions or comments that you'd like to make at this time in regards to the program? Well, I'd certainly like to take this moment and thank Nancy for what she has done in this program for all the years that she's been on it, but particularly for filling in for me the last couple Fridays. I certainly appreciate that. And Nancy, thank you. And I know all of you have probably benefited from Nancy hosting the call. So, Nancy, what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, and that is I'd like to have you co-host this call with me on every Friday, because I really think that you have some great information. Okay?
It would be my pleasure.
And I really appreciate what you've done.
So we have you.
Okay. Where are we on the book?
Oh.
Anybody know?
You have your book with you?
I certainly do.
I am impressed.
It always goes with me. Anybody know where Mary Lou, you on the call? You're here, aren't you? Where did you leave off, dear? Or did you get to the book?
I think on the 30th we read page 138 about vitamin E, I believe.
That's it. That's where we were.
Okay, so we're into supplements then. Well, I'm gonna hit this real quick. Go ahead.
I think we did C and magnesium. I think we're on page 140, but you can redo them if you want.
No, that's okay. We'll talk about cheap insurance policies. How's that? On page 140? Beta carotene and all the other thing. You know, the other thing, I'm going to read from the book. It says, and Dr. Sears, the gentleman who we kind of read out of his book, and Ruth and Char have decided that the guy pretty well much knows what he's talking about. But he says, I think of the third tier supplements as cheap insurance policies. Although their benefits to an individual in the zone are limited compared to the benefits of the supplements recommended above, these supplements represent very inexpensive way to create peace of mind. And he talks there about beta-carotene and how beta-carotene is basically so important that they feel for our bodies. And it's like a magic bullet that can put into a capsule and sold as the essence of health. And for many years, beta-carotene seemed to be such a magic bullet, and things have changed. And no one thought for a minute that the reason was that a lot of beta-carotene in the bloodstream was healthy. People were eating a lot of fruit. After all, if you're eating a lot of fruit, it is unlikely that you're eating a lot of high-density carbohydrates, such as starches and pasta. It's now clear that beta-carotene didn't have the physical properties, that the researchers first thought. In fact, it's just possible that all the healthy fruit eaters had lower rates of heart disease and cancer because they were keeping insulin levels low by eating as many high-density carbohydrates. And I really believe that. Calcium is very important. Oops, I think I jumped over here an extra page. It talks about niacin. It talks about folic acid. It talks about the calcium. Calcium, I believe, is one of the very, very important products, and I've learned to take my calcium at night. I've understood that the body pretty much absorbs it better at night. So it says, you have been told that calcium is necessary for strong bones. It's 99% of the calcium in your body is in your bones, but it's also needed to control muscle contraction and nerve conduction. Dairy products, including cheese, are without a doubt the best source of calcium. Our national fat phobia has made most dairy products punus in grata. forcing many women to go out and get calcium supplements, but dairy products aren't the only source of calcium because broccoli, cauliflowers, green leafy vegetables, and calcium participated tofu also provide the important mineral. My prescription for calcium, he recommends anywhere from 500 to 1,000 calcium, and I totally believe that. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there with the calcium. The next one is the zinc, selenium, and the chromium, and they're all very important. Matter of fact, and the reason is that that's why we one of the points we do believe in is that is the Kenzen, either the men's or the women's, because if you look on there, you'll realize that that is a heck of a product, and not only that, but it's a whole food product, and that's very, very important. So other than that, I just hope that each and every one of you, anybody have any more last, anything you want, Nancy, anything you want to say?
Nope.
Wrap it up?
Nope.
Anybody have one last comment? Well, we got a couple days here coming ahead of us where we're not going to have the calls, but do the best you possibly can on the program, whether it be the body balance, the lifestyle, the two incorporated together. Just go out and share this with somebody this weekend. You know, talk a little bit about health. You'll find out that most people do want to be healthy. It's just like me. I didn't know the proper steps to take until I got on this call and started understanding that, that the things that I put in my mouth were my basically my drugs. And if I put the proper things in my mouth, that amazing things would happen to my body. If I would drink the right water, sleep the right way, you know, do the right kind of exercise, put the proper nutrition in my body, that I could basically gain my health back and be healthier than no matter how long I live, whatever that particular be. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you. And again, Nancy, thank you again. And Ruth will be on the call Monday morning. She's a lady that's full of knowledge and wisdom. And not only that, but she's got an awful lot of heart. She cares for each and every one of you on this call. Love you all. Have a great weekend. Go out and make it a 10.
Mary Lou in Texas, thank you for having this.
Thanks, Mary Lou. We just appreciate you being on the call, dear. Okay?
Monday?
Yes.
Can we talk for a minute?
Sure.
You want me to call you back? Or
no, that's fine.
How are things down there?
Well, they're okay. You know, could be better, but, you know, everything's just trucking right along.
How was did you drive as long as you thought you would be able to or not?
Well, no, we had to stop a little more than usual with Mom,
yeah.
But we got
okay?
down there. And, oh, yeah, she's okay, but the other situation we have down here is, well, you know, if people would just look around them and understand how important their health is,
yeah,
and things, and they can do something about it.
Has she had the surgery already?
Yes, she had one. We're getting ready to go into another one, but it looks good.
Okay.
And the doctors are very, think coming through the first one the way she did, that the second one will be okay. And but my only problem, my only situation I'm having, it's really quite a toll on Mom.
Oh, I bet.
So I know I might have to make some arrangements. I don't know. Whatever. But everything's going great. We're just having, you know, like I said, life kind of gets in the way sometimes in certain situations. But we got to get through that situation, either go around, over them, under them, or knock them down, or whatever. And this is the way I just have to handle this one at this particular time. But I will be probably, after this one's over with, we're probably going to, not too long, head back to the good old Pacific Northwest.
Hopefully the weather will be better up there when you get back.
I love cold weather, really.
You too.
Yeah, well, I do, because I just know that we haven't had some real cold weather for quite a few years. And,
yeah.
And, you know, bugs and insects and everything else just love to go through the winter. But if we have those real strong freezes and colds and whatever like we've been having, it really helps out that way.
Well, we'll be lucky to get out of single digits the next few days.
Great. Nancy, thank you for filling in for me. I certainly appreciate that.
Definitely.
But just don't you be afraid to speak up on Fridays. Okay,
I'm
dear?
I'm not afraid to speak up anywhere.